and Seema Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Hello, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So, what's this about us having to pay for gifts that are sent to us from overseas?
Okay, well, it does seem to be something of a new thing, but despite my best efforts asking many times, I haven't been able to get the post office to tell me exactly when they started charging the recipients of gifts from overseas a clearance fee before they'll hand the parcel over.
You say a clearance fee. How much money are we talking about?
Okay, not an awful lot. It's 24 Rand for what the postal services calls a small packet and 47 Rand for slightly bigger parcels. But the thing is, it never used to be charged on gifts posted from overseas. And up until fairly recently, as I say, I can't get the exact date. Mm. All I could get from Mark van Rensburg, head of mail operations, was that the clearance fees were introduced in the 2011-2012 financial year and have since, quote, been incorporated in the post office's rates booklet. He said, we've sent out a message to tellers so that they can warn customers about it upfront. I'm not sure how that is possible. Mm. And we've asked our salespeople who deal with large companies to draw their attention to this as well. We will also tweet and Facebook it at regular intervals, which kind of makes it sound like it is fairly recent, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Not dating back 5 years. I know from personal experience that the clearance fee hasn't been charged for all that long. It's, you know, as I said, it's a recent thing. And Shelley Said of Durban North agrees. In April, a friend sent her a gift from Thailand, a shirt he'd made her, one of her old shirts he'd made it from, and four packets of tea. It was marked gift. There was no value declared. And he paid the equivalent of about 250 Rand to send it to her airmail. Okay, it took 2 months to get to her local post office.
They must be running using one of those old
airmail
B-52 bombers.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Wow. And then she was told to pay 47 Rand for it, and nobody could tell her why.
They didn't seem to understand why or what it was for, but I was told that I couldn't get the parcel unless I paid 47 Rand. So obviously I paid it.
Clearly she wasn't happy at all.
Well, I'm really irritated. He paid a lot of money on that side to get it sent over airmail. I don't understand why payment has to happen on both sides. If I send something to him, it doesn't happen on his side. Why is it happening here?
That's a good question.
It is a good question. And as I say, I did ask the post office and I'm still waiting for the answer. There's a bigger problem. Gifts are exempt from hefty customs duty and tax. To qualify as a gift, a parcel must obviously not have been bought by you from a company.
Yeah.
It must have a rand value of no more than 1,400 rand. Up until March last year, it used to be just 400, and we've done this show.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as it's not, the declared value is no more than the equivalent of 1,400 rand, and you haven't had two in any calendar year.
You're allowed one a year.
You're allowed two a year.
Two a year.
So basically, I suppose that covers birthday and Christmas.
Yeah.
You don't pay the customs duty and VAT. But I regularly hear from consumers who've been charged customs and VAT on parcels that do qualify as gifts. Most recently, my own sister, Julie, lives in Colorado in the U.S., posted a small parcel airmail to my mom, who lives in Durban, declaring its value as $30, which is well, well under the gift ceiling of 1,400 Rand.
Mm-hmm.
And as in Shelley's case, it was 2 months before it was ready to be collected from my mom's local post office. Again, my sister paid for airmail. And then my mom was made to pay 272 Rand in customs duties, VAT, and that included a 24 Rand clearance fee because it was a small pack. She protested that it was a gift. I mean, my family does understand these things, thank you to me. But no one was interested. Pay up, they said, or no parcel. So I took up that case with the post office, and I was then told, yes, it was a mistake. She shouldn't have been charged customs and VAT, and she can apply for a refund, which is a bit of a schlep, it must be said.
Yes, quite a schlep. But what about this delivery time? An airmail parcel in the 21st century, in the year 2017, taking 2 months to reach South Africa?
I knew you were going to come back to that, your B-52 bomber. The thing is, the parcels are getting to South Africa just fine on normal jet planes, Darren.
Yeah, yeah.
It's getting them sorted here and sent to the right post office that's taking that long time. Van Rensburg said 2 months for delivery, he did concede, of an airmail item was not the norm. But the sorting centre was experiencing a three-week backlog, he said. I don't know how that's translating into 2 months in my two cases.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said the post office has seen a 20% increase in items from abroad, and 40 extra staff members are now working at the Joburg International Sorting Centre to reduce that backlog. We're also installing fibre optic cabling at the sorting centre, he said, which will speed up the network response and the rate of clearance considerably. So there you have it. If you're expecting gifts from family or friends overseas, warn them that it might take you a while to get to get it, first of all. Warn them that the declared value must not be more than the equivalent of 1,400 Rand to avoid you having to pay customs duties and VAT. And then stand your ground if they do try and charge you those anyway. And then know that you must go to the post office with some money so that you can pay that pesky clearance fee, even if it does qualify as a gift.
Is this? I know it doesn't seem like a hell of a lot of money, but it's like it's a grudge purchase. I don't have to pay this. Why are you making me pay this? Only 24 Rand or 47 Rand.
In most countries, all the costs for the postal service are paid for by the sender, and the, mm-hmm. and the recipient just gets to receive the gift.
Yeah.
So now it's costs on both sides.
I still can't get my head around this.
And especially when it's taken 2 months to come email.
2 months.
You know, it does.
Is this
understandable.
Is this the same post office that wants to pick up the grant payments?
That's a whole nother show, Darren.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Thank you.
Darren, Kerry, and Skye. East Coast Breakfast.